This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel attacked Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip's biggest cities Thursday, leaving 350 people dead and thousands of Palestinian civilians searching for shelter to escape the ravages of the war. Many displaced Gazans crammed into Rafah on the southern border with Egypt, where Israeli leaflets urged Palestinians to flee, saying they would be safe. But the Hamas-controlled health ministry reported at least 37 deaths in overnight Israeli attacks. In a briefing Thursday, Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy told reporters Israeli Defense Forces, or the IDF, are also still active in the north.
In the north, we have also seen intense fighting between IDF forces and Hamas forces in Jabalia and Shajaiya, which have been completely encircled. We have broken through their defensive lines, and those terrorists are now emerging from their underground tunnels to engage our men in close combat.
The spokesman added Israeli security cabinet approved a plan to allow supplementary fuel deliveries into the region to prevent a humanitarian collapse and the outbreak of epidemics. UN humanitarian aid chief Martin Griffiths said Thursday there were promising signs the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza could still be open to allow more humanitarian aid into the area. Prior to the conflict, more than 60% of the truckloads of goods going into Gaza used the crossing. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in Geneva Thursday, the UN aid chief said opening of the crossing would be a big help to the humanitarian effort in Gaza.
If we get that, well, it'll be the first miracle we've seen for some weeks. But it will be a huge boost to the logistical process and logistical base of a humanitarian operation. It doesn't mean to say that it will solve the security problems that, of course, I've spoken about, but it will change the nature of humanitarian access.
This is VOA News. During an inquiry into his handling of the pandemic, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is denying reports he wanted to let COVID rip through the population. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rejected suggestions that he wanted the coronavirus to spread throughout the British population. His denial came on the second day of testimony at a public inquiry into the crisis. On the first day of his testimony, Johnson defended his position at the time.
We underestimated the scale and the pace of the challenge.
Johnson's denial came as he was confronted with a series of diary entries by his chief scientific advisor. The diary entries indicated he had argued in favour of letting the virus spread rapidly to increase immunity rather than imposing further restrictions on the people of Britain. His response? He shook his head and said, "No, no, no." Karen Chamas, London.
The top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives is sharply criticizing his GOP colleagues for targeting fellow members. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's been a year of Republican retribution, the expulsion of a member, the unprecedented ouster of a speaker, and now the third censure of a Democrat, Jamal Bowman. Fellow New Yorker Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are acting like TV detectives, naming Matlock, Perry Mason, Cagney and Lacey.
Not even worthy of being held to the standard of Inspector Gadget and Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Jeffrey says it's petty and embarrassing, but if the GOP wants to keep it up,
censure me next.
Saying their worthless censure efforts are illegitimate, but he'll happily wear it.
Like a badge of honor.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. places of worship and other faith-based organizations are getting some help from the U.S. government as they confront a spike in hate crimes in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terror attack in Israel. VOA National Security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a new guide to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other groups improve the physical security for their congregations and facilities. Officials from multiple agencies have also increased outreach, seeking to share more intelligence on potential threats. Security officials say the U.S. remains mired in a heightened threat environment, with the biggest danger coming from individuals or small groups using current events to act out on their grievances. The FBI says the number of hate crime cases alone has jumped by about 60% over the past 2 months, with the majority of attacks targeting the Jewish community. But that warning lights are everywhere. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.